This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus of the Los Angeles Times. Sequester. Maybe the only good thing you can say is that it's a heck of a Scrabble word. Our political leaders couldn't cut a budget deal, so the poison pill of spending cuts they deliberately designed to be too bitter to swallow is now stuck in our national throat. President Obama warned of dire consequences. Here are some choice cuts.
Thousands of teachers and educators will be laid off. Tens of thousands of parents will have to scramble to find childcare for their kids. Hundreds of thousands of Americans will lose access to primary care and preventive care like flu vaccinations and cancer screenings.
Holy cow!
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Leave the politics of this mess to others. What Marketplace Money wants to know, as usual, is how this will affect ordinary people. We're not thinking about aircraft carriers and corporate profits, although those are important too. We're thinking about retirement funds and credit card rates. And what will all this uncertainty do to the economic recovery? Bottom line, how much doom and gloom do we really need to be ready for? So let's find out just how much sequester Prozac we're going to need. And to advise us, we're joined by economist and author Julianne Malveau. Welcome.
Good to be with you. Thanks.
So when we all get to work on Monday, not to be too Chicken Little about this, will we find that the sky has fallen?
No, the sky doesn't fall on Monday. The sky probably falls on March 27th when we go again to see whether we'll close government. In the meantime, I think we've already seen the effect of sequester on consumers. Spending at Walmart went down. Now, Walmart is where you can get the cheapest stuff. So it suggests that even working class people are being very careful about what they're spending. And we know that spending is what drives the market.
Right, but you're being all macro about this. Let's get micro. In other words, what's in it for me? Is this going to affect my retirement plan, interest rates, my ability to get a loan? I mean, what's the deal?
So first of all, here's what happens to you, ordinary consumer. If you work for the federal government, you're going to have less money in your pocket. If you work for somebody who supports the federal government, say the restaurant around the corner from the Treasury Department, you're going to see fewer customers coming in. People are going to be cutting back. One of the stories that I found very interesting, I was in an airport last week, and the line was a bit longer than usual. I sort of grumbled a little bit, and the woman who was checking me in said, well, you know, if we have the sequester, you're going to have to wait even longer. Now, again, that's not going to happen in March. It'll happen in April. And so we're going into the busy summer season for travel, and you can expect people to stand in lines a bit longer. Now, I can't say how much longer, but they're already talking about some smaller airports possibly being closed. Now, some people say these are scare tactics, but I'm not sure if you're asking for cuts across the board, that TSA won't be one of those cuts.
Quick reminder to everyone playing along at home, the United States boasts the largest economy in the world. So, Dr. Malveau, should I be concerned that I'm expected to balance my checkbook and maintain good finances, and yet Uncle Sam turns to what seems to be a bunch of sixth graders to be running the economy?
I love that, sixth graders. Well, one of the other issues about sequester and taking roughly 6% out of our budget is that it will cause recession. I mean, that's unquestionable. Austerity has not worked in Europe, and it's not going to work in the United States. And our economy is sitting on this precipice of recovery and going back down to recession. And so if we have recession, we have world recession. Now, for you personally, we should always maintain the best personal finances that we can. Using your credit card to pay for your lunch, unless you can pay it back at the end of the month, is a really bad idea. You don't want to spend 20% interest on lunch. So that's one of the things that people need to think about. How much do I owe? Do I have a plan to pay it back? And that's the same thing that the International Monetary Fund has asked the United States to do. They're not saying that we have to sequester. They're saying come up with a plan. And what we have is a monthly emergency. I think the American people are getting tired of an emergency a month. Well, the emergency of the month club.
So as of this moment, the sky hasn't fallen, but I got a little less headroom.
The sky hasn't fallen, but it might fall in April. And certainly, if they can't agree on a budget, we'll see government close down. Only essential employees will be kept on. And so we know how that's going to play in terms of things that we ask our government to do as citizens.
Economist and author Dr. Julianne Malveau, thank you so much.
Thank you.
There you have it. The sequester will be a mixed bag for American families. Some will wait to see what happens. Some have been bracing for this moment to avoid another in a series of financial body blows. Linda Harlow of York, Pennsylvania, believes she and her husband will survive the sequester, but not without a struggle.
My name is Linda Harlow, and my husband is a civilian employee, an engineer working for the United States Army. My husband's job is going to be affected by the sequester, essentially a 20% pay cut for him. He will be forced to work a four-day week with the same workload, but it'll only be 4 days. My grocery bill's not getting cut by 20%. My utilities aren't being cut by 20%. I'm laid off right now. I do have another job starting, but it doesn't start until March the 6th. So I have to file for unemployment again. Unemployment benefits are also going to be cut by 10% with this sequester. Retirement for me is not an option at this time. I am 61 years old. I mean, I previously had to dip into my 401k savings last year. I'm having to do it again. I have had to, unfortunately, you know, charge my groceries when there wasn't enough cash to do that. I hate doing it. Hate doing utility bills on the credit card. But, you know, you have to do what you do. My husband and I share different political views. So consequently, it generally ends up in an argument of some sort. But for the most part, we both agree that everyone needs to get rid of their own personal agendas and just work together. We elected them. We hired them. They work for us, and they're not doing their job properly.
Thanks much to Linda Harlow of York, Pennsylvania. Just across the border in PG County, Maryland, Erica Towns is planning her own sequester survival strategy. She works as a civilian nurse at Andrews Air Force Base. Government cuts will force her to take 22 days of unpaid leave. She invited us to talk about it over the dinner table.
Let's all have a round of peanut butter and jellies tonight.
Can we?
I didn't create that problem. The Nimrods and nitwits that did in Congress, they're the one that created the problem. So if you created the problem, you should be one trimming the fat, not me.
Yeah. And what's your dinner wish list, Aaron?
Chicken nuggets and fries.
Wrong. Am I going to have to borrow from someone else? Maybe. Am I going to take out a loan? Could be. Am I going to just kind of wing it and put a little something here, put a little something here, put a little something here? Maybe I'll do that. They're playing this tug of war and I'm the flag. You know, no, it's your fault. No, it's your fault. No, it's your fault. No, it's your fault. And we're just little pawns on a chessboard. And it's just, it's every time I turn around, it's something major and something catastrophic from Congress.
How is the sequester affecting you? You can tell us your story at marketplacemoney.org.